Okay, we'll start. We're daf nun zayin on the base, on the very bottom of the page. The Gemara is having a discussion. This fellow came down from Kfar Yom. His name is Yishmol. And his question was that if he had an onion that grew in the seventh Shemitah year, which means the onion is not allowed to be, you know, do all these things, the laws of Shemitah. But then you replant in the eighth year and it increased with a whole bunch of new outgrowth. What happens to the original onion? Or what happens, what's the din? Do we say that it cancels out, the roiv cancels out even the original onion you're allowed to eat? Or not? Or just the outgrowth you're allowed to eat? Or maybe even the outgrowth itself you're not allowed to eat? So we brought three different amoraim. One of them said that everything is, that the outgrowth makes everything permitted. And then we had two others, Rabbi Yochanan, who brought the case of this young branch that was grafted onto a tree. And he says that the fruits are forbidden, even though you have so many new fruits growing, because the new fruits don't cancel it. So Rabbi Yochanan holds it doesn't cancel. And so too Rabbi Yenison said, if you put it next to a vineyard, which means it's climb, and then you pull the vineyard away and new growth grew, it doesn't matter, whatever grew Issa remains Asa. But two said that the new growth does not make it mutter. And then one person said the new growth, Rabbi Yane says, if you have an onion of truma, and then you replanted it, and new growth grew, it's mutter. So Rabbi Yane is the one who holds that the new growth is mutter. Okay. So then we try to resolve it from another Rabbi Yechanan. We talks about if you took a liter of onions and you gave mice and all that. And when you give the, and when you replant everything else, you have to give mice, including the original. So we see that what? That it's as if it's brand new. So the new growth cancels it out. So we say it's not raya, because that's the chumra. You're being machmer. Okay, up to the other page. Elam and Hadar, for the following, the Netanyahu learned Rabbi Shimon HaMishmer says, Kol Dover Sheyesh Lematir, and you had it a couple of weeks ago. And a very long run. I hope you learned it, because it's one of the most important runs here, explaining the whole concept of Matin. But basically, Rashi in Bay is only two lines. It gives a much easier reason. The idea is very simple. You have one egg that was laid on Yom Tov, fell into 1,000 eggs. We say it doesn't become bottle. We wait. Why? Says Rashi, the word is, since if you wait one more day, since it'll be mutter tomorrow, and you don't need to use any ruses to find a way that is kosher, then why rely today on all kinds of leniencies? Wait till tomorrow and do it out 100% right. That's the Kundarashi, that's the logic of Dovah Shabbatid. So the rule is as follows. So you cannot eat any eggs till tomorrow, till after Yom Tov. So Rab Shimon says, this is the rule. Any Iser, which tomorrow becomes Mutter, if it gets mixed up with other things, and they all have to be min b'minah, similar. If it's min b'ena minah, it falls on something else, then it's bottom b'shishim. No matter if it's the same, min b'minah. Kigoyim, for example, tevel. You have fruits that were tevel, you didn't give truma ma'is from. Got mixed up with other fruits, so exactly the same thing. But truma maaser is all you have to do is give truma maaser and then becomes mutter. Or maaser sheni, if you have maaser sheni. Or you have maaser sheni. Good morning, Marcus.
You know what the
ratio is. You don't know what it is.
There should
enough.
Be a chair in the corner.
Or in the next room. In the next room, maybe there's a chair. Oh, there it is. Or Maisa Sheni, how do you eat Maisa Sheni? You got to go bring it to the Shalayim, so bring it to the Shalayim. Or Hegdish, you can always go and go to Rabbonim and cancel your Hegdish, be sure your Hegdish. And Chodosh, anything which is new, you wait till the 17th day of Nisan. Until Hey or Hamizrach, or until they bring carbon ime, then if they get mixed up with something similar, no matter how infinitesimally small that mixture is, they all become asr. Dovish, everything is asr. This is the rule. But the chol dovish ain lematin, anything which has no heter, for example, truma. Truma has no heter, even though you can always be shaylet, we'll see anymore tomorrow, but there's no mitzvah to be shaylet. Utruma is maise, and once a Levi takes the maise, he has a mitzvah to give truma, there's no heter, you gotta do it. Or challah, once you prepare the dough, there's no heter. Or arla, the first 3 years. Or klai akedah, you mix it, there's no heter. Then, nas b'chamish, there's a shir. Whether 60, 100, or 200 times, there's a shir. When? Min b'minay. Rabbi Kivege wants to know, how can you make such a rule when you have, for example, yayin nesach, which is dover she'ein lematirin, and yet, a fill of elf lebotl. It never becomes mutter, and if it mixes up the slightest amount, it's also mashu. Chometz and Pesach, he said, I'm not worried about, because we see that it's different, because chometz makes no difference if it mixes up with other chometz or with ein amina. If a little bit of chometz falls in, everything becomes aser. So it's something exclusive. But yayin esach is only aser when it falls into other wine. So how come he does not include it?
Chometz is also the problem that it needs view immediately.
So there's a big machlek is a shayinim, he doesn't refer to, I'm not sure why, unless he's just throwing one thing. Whether chometz is dover sheyesh lematir or not. Because those are showing more the chametz is of your material. Because after Pesach, No, after Pesach comes a gemutter.
Yeah,
what's the Yom Adin? Yeah. So that makes it worse and better. So it has no heter. But the reason why many in the shame hold that chametz is Yom Adin because after Pesach comes a gemutter. In fact, you have to understand those who hold chametz is a dovish she'ein la matirin. Why is chametz dovish lematirin? And the reason is because chametz never become mutzer. The argument is, what's pshat? Is the pshat you have a whole year chametz, but on Pesach it's us and the rest of the year is mutzer? Or is the pshat that a whole year it's called bread? It's only called chametz on Pesach, and chametz will never be mutzer. Because chametz is a concept that only was created on Pesach, and therefore, and that will never become mutzer. Yeah, that's another reason because they call that's possible by kissing. The problem is us. Why we make Almighty? Not the problem is on them. So some say because of Shabbos, the Chavivas, or because of or the Minig Elam, but because very thin brittle says that that's one of the three pshatim and possible by kissing. But anyway, getting back here. So, but the truth matters. The Morav Yisrael sort of says in the Shain there that Yayin Nesem Mishum Chumra they asked it. In other words, we have something which is so chumra because it's like avodah zara. The Gemara says that because from chumra to avodah zara, so maybe that's why Yain Nesa doesn't fall into these rules. We're not talking about avodah zara; we're talking about ordinary avodas. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So, what's have to do with our Gemara here? Amr Loi, because part of the conversation continued, they said to him, "Vahaloi Shvi, you made this rule. Let me ask a question. Shmita ain't lamatid in Shmita. If anything grew in the year Shmita, there's no heter. You got to burn it. That's it. And yet, if it mixes up with other fruits similar, there's no shir because we learned it. Now we learned Hashvi is he said is koshu b'mina. Anything which is similar, it asks even a koshu, which means what? It's a dover she ain't lamatid in, and yet it's aser b'mashu that completely contradicts your own rule. Umlan, he answered them, Afani le marti, when I said that Shemitah is usr, even a koshu, elo lebir, he's talking about that before, early, well, most of Shemitah learned the following. It grew in the sixth year, it's the sixth year is when it grew, and then now it's in the seventh year, very little grew back, or grew a bit more in the seventh year. Since it's a mainly a six-year growth, since it continued growing in the seventh year, I hold that whatever grew afterwards, asses the whole thing. So we see that the leaves that grow afterwards is asa. Avol achila, but if you did it, let's say if it's a seventh year, and you plant to replant in the eighth year, and the eighth year grew, but nice at time, then it's mutu. We don't say the new growth. We don't say that the new growth is a continuation of the old growth. That's how some learn. Other learn pashat. This is how the Ran learns. Before you eat, it's a davish matirin. I said it's also Shemitah. You know when it's also only in the beginning of the seventh year. And the din is anything that grew in the seventh year, you have to burn by Pesach. So therefore, it's considered a dover sheyesh lamatirin. There's a method to do with it. You have to go and burn it. So that's when I say mashu is also. But if it grew after, there's no more mitzvah of beer. If it grew, let's say, seventh year, and then you could plant it and grew much more in the eighth year, then there's no mitzvah of beer, and therefore it's a dover sheyesh lamatirin. It's a dover there's only back to rules of bottle b'shishim. You're not allowed to sell it. Nobody can sell it. So we're talking about the rules of Shmita apply or they don't apply. So you're not allowed to sell all these things. So what do we see from all this? That the Gedulin do not follow the Ikar. Because in the eighth year we say that all it is Batel B'Shishim. And we don't say that the Gedulin knows you have to burn. Says the Gemara. So therefore, that's what he answered back. So my rule still applies. And the only time that it's also mashu is if it's in the beginning of the seventh year, it's a dovish shematidin because you can burn it. But what do we see from here that what? That the Gedulin do not take over, and the Gedulin do not follow the Ikim. So the Gemara again, v'dil mahanami l'chumra shiny. Here also is l'chumra. We're being machmir. Really, we could say the Gedulin have the same din as the Ikim, and they have the same din as the Ikim. But if they grew in the seventh year, the sixth year, and then you replanted it, minhadin, really, the seventh year follows the sixth year because the growth follows the ikar, maybe. No proof from here. And we're being machman now and saying, no, let's look at the gedulin. It grew in the seventh year, and therefore you have to get, it's also for the mashu. No proof from here. So let's follow from the following case. It's time we learned. Bitzolim, you have onions. Sheyardu alem shamim, you have onions that it rained on them. Bitzamchu, so you have an onion that grew in 1 year and then continued growing another year. 6 year onions, and it rained in the seventh year and it continued growing. The question is, this growth is treated like 70th growth, a Shemitah year, or do we say it's continuation of the 6th year, it's considered 6th year, and everything's mutter. So this is the rule, according to the Tanakhama. He says, onions, yardu aleng, shamvet samchu, they continue growing in the 7th year. It depends. Im hoya olin shalahen shchayrim, if it was black, that means that it grew now, it's fresh, that means it grew now in the 7th year, then asurin, Shemitah. Hayriku, if it sort of dried out, then mutarin, that means last year's growth, and then, therefore, 6 years, and therefore, it's a mutter. That's the Tanakhama said. That's the litmus test to know whether it's a 7th year growth or a 6th year. I'll tell you what the litmus test is. If the olin, if the leaves of the onions are so strong that if you pull yank out the leaves, the onions come with it, that means it's fresh growth. Then it's awesome, and that means it's growth of the 7th year, it's awesome. But if you yank the leaves and the onion does not come out, that means last year it's dry already, and therefore it's 6 years and it's permitted. And the same thing applies, if it grew in the 7th year and then it continued growing in the 8th year. If you pull the leaves out and the onions come with it, then it's an 8th year growth. It's mutter. But if you pull it out and the onions not come with it, it's a 7th year growth, and it is asr. And it's asr. So we see that what? But if it's strong enough to pull out the 8th year and the whole thing comes out, it's mutter. So we see that the leaves, the growth, the new growth takes over, subsumes the entire onion and takes over the status of the onion. So we see that the leaves, we follow the leaves. The memra, the gedule het mal in the iser. We see from here that what? The gedule het, the new growth, completely cancels out the iser. So going back to this guy's question, Yishmol, from Kfar Yomba, he asked a question over there about... he had an onion that he grew in the 7th year, and then he replanted in the 8th year. He wants to know what the status is. Well, right here, grow the 8th year, it cancels whatever happened in the 7th year. Maybe v'dimah b'menuchanin. We know that onions, you cannot say the seed disappeared. Onions always remain. So therefore, l'chayda should be a problem. But we say v'dimah b'menuchanin. Maybe that you ground the onion into nothing. And therefore, because you ground the onion into nothing, that's why the 8th year is permitted, because it's not canceling anything to cancel. There's nothing there. It's zara kala. There's no seed left. It's all gone. Sorry? We're asking, maybe that's shot in the Mishnah. And this is what the guy did. Initially, when you planted your frumid, and you know you're not allowed to use Shemitah, so what did you do? You crushed the onion of Shemitah, and then you put it into the ground.
Well, then something grew out of it?
Yeah. Yeah. So the ikar is no longer here, and that's why everything grew in the 8th year. There's nothing left from the original year. That's why it's permitted. But in Yishmael's question, where the onion still was there, and you made a new growth in the 8th year, we have no raya. Maybe the isa remains. Okay, no raya. The hadar from the following time we learned hamenachesh im hakusi bechosye, some kind of a vegetable, which the Gemara says also, what remains in the, it's not zarekolim. And chusius is a generic name for like onions and garlic and some other vegetables. So he says here, im hakusi, if you're together weeding out the property together with the goy, the chusius. And what happened was that you didn't, that it grew l'chatchila and was chayiv and trum and mice and all that, and then you replanted it in the ground. And now together with the goy, you're going ahead and you are weeding it. You're taking off all these extra leaves. Is oichu mehen achilas arai. Since the whole, even though it could be in maiser, wasn't given before, so l'chayit is already chayiv in maiser. You're allowed to eat arai before you pick it. But maybe it had already chayiv in maiser before you plant it, but the whole maiser is only midrabbanan on vegetables anyway, on things like onions and all that. So therefore, we're not worried. But now you have a new chiyuv ma'ase, because definitely you didn't give ma'ase before you have a chiyuv ma'ase. Rav Shimon Lazar Eimer, im Yisrael choshud al hashviyis l'matzai shvimut. If let's say this is the owner is a choshud that he planted on Shemitah, what you're working with right now, nevertheless a matzai shvimut, and then you replant an 8th year, and that's what you're weeding here. Still, anything that grew in the 8th year, you're allowed to eat.
That it's all new growth after.
We know it's new growth, but the new growth can't, even though the original onion was planted, was a Shemitah onion, doesn't matter, because the new growth takes over. So this is a clear raya that the new growth takes over. That's what we're trying to prove. So therefore, the member can't be concluded from here. The geduli had the malins iser that the new growth cancels out the iser. No raya. Dilma bedovish is out of color. Maybe we're talking about a kind of a vegetable that the original the original vegetable is gone. It disappeared, decomposed, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. That's why it's all mutter. But if the original, let's say an onion, where the original Issa is still there, maybe taki not let eat not only the onion, but not even the new growth, the way that I learned. So anymore, how can you say that? Hatanya, we learned Eilehein Chassi, learned in the Braisa. What is the definition of Chassi is? What's the loif again? What vegetable is that? They don't translate. Okay. So it's a garlic and an onion, and a loif. So therefore, these are all vegetables that remain intact when they grow. Says the Gemara, why can't we use the same answer we gave just before? But Dilma b'beduchan, and maybe the guy's a frumid, and he knows that he's not allowed to use shmita, so he crushed it first before he planted in the ground to regrow. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? It started off in the Braise, choshud ala shmita. I'm talking about a guy who disregards the laws of shmita. Why in the world would it be so frum to crush the onion? The normal way of planting onions are you put the entire onion in the ground, and like a bulb, and it grows. Or garlic. Why? And only people who will crush it are people afrum. But this guy is a choshud al hashvius. This guy doesn't care about these laws. So therefore, it must be the onion still there. And yet, we're saying it's mutter. It's a raya that the new growth cancels the Yisr. Fedi Mora, what are you talking about? Vidilma, Betarum, maybe you're not allowed to eat the new growth. But what we're saying is that if this new growth got mixed up with others, other onions or garlic, similar min viminoi, that it's mutter. That it's mutter. In other words, it's taka asr. But it's batel b'shishin because it's a dovish, like we said before, it's not a dovish shematin, dovish shematin, and therefore it's batel b'shishin. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? It says, "Hamenaches k'tani." It says the guy who weeded it, he can eat it. So if we're talking about the weeder, he was talking about before he put in any mixers or anything else. It's on its own. Is that I? It's clawed from here. That he's, so the Gemara brings a clawed eye from here. That the new growth cancels out the old growth. New growth is totally mutted. If we disregard the old growth, plus it cancels out the old growth. Says the Gemara. So we'll push the boy. Says the Gemara, now that we'll push the boy, the new growth cancels the old growth. How can we have two opinions before Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Anderson, who both said that the new growth does not cancel out? You graft a branch to a tree. We say that the fruits remain us. Why the new growth should cancel out? We have a fashion, but I said, let's say, to have the Yufta Rabbi Yechanan, who said that the new growth cancels the fruits. And also the Rabbi Anderson, Akasha Rabbi Anderson, who said the same thing, that the new growth cancels out the old one regarding Tevel. Omar Rabbi Yechanan said, what are you talking about? Definitely the Braisa says here by Shmita that the new growth cancelled, but Shmita is different than the other cases, Truma and Orly. You know why? Shanya Shvi is Hoyil vi Isurai de Kaka. The whole Isur Shmita is anything that grows in the ground the seventh year. So the Isur is the ground. So therefore, Betei Lasanam de Kaka. It makes sense. Kategir Nasis Neger. Even though it's an Inkir Nasis Neger. It makes sense that since the ground caused the Isur, now the ground will cause the Heter. Things that grew in the eighth year are Mutter. Things that grew in the eighth year are Asr. A seventh year asr, and things that grew in the eighth year takes away that isr. So because it's in the same region. Bashenkain, in the case of Rabbi Eichanan, which is Orla, it's not the ground that asr it, and therefore the isr remains. So what is the new growth? But the original isr still remains. And the thing about Truma, it's not the ground that asr it, it's the growth. And therefore the isr remains. So the Gemara, what are you talking about? Bahari Maiser, what about Maiser? The Surah Yaideh Karka. What about Maisa? That the Isa comes through Karka. The aim Betelos Yaideh Karka. And yet it does not get cancelled out when you put it back in the ground, when you plant it out, when you replant it. So what's the Maisa? Says the Gemara. The time you learned. Litra Maisa Tevel. Let's say you take a liter of Maisa of Tevel. And you replant in the ground. Shazara bekarka vishbicha improved now ninefold. So all up now you have 10 bushels, but 9 bushels are new growth, and one was an old one. Bahare he ke'esa litri, will treat it as if there's a total of 10 litri, because it cancels out the original state, even though you already gave maisa from it. Chayeves be maisa vishvies.
It's not 10 to 1.
Exactly. No, we're saying now it's not, we say it's as if it is 10 bushels.
One is part of it.
Yeah, it says now 10 bushels. In other words, even though you gave Maisa before, we say now it becomes a new Chiv.
But I'm saying that was achieved through a ratio of 9 to 1.
Yeah.
There was never a full 10 there, which wasn't...
That's right. Yeah. Now, what I want to get is, this Levi received Maisa, right? This Levi received Maisa. What do you mean, what happened there? The Levi received Maisa from Yisrael. But then the Levi has an obligation to set aside Truma from this Maisa. So this Maisa in the hands of the Levi is still called Tevel. You already gave Maisa, but the Maisa is called Tevel because you didn't give the Truma Maisa. Then he replanted. And now you have these 9 more bushels. Now you have a total of 10. So we say that you have to give 10 on the whole lot. Fine. But then we say, Ubi Shvi is we treat as if it's Shmit, if we plant a Shmit here. But that original liter of Maisa, you got to give a second, in other words, besides the Maisa of the 10 bushels which you give right now, you got to give a second one because you didn't give a Truma back then. That means it doesn't get cancelled. That's, yeah. So we're looking now not at the new growth, we're looking at the original bushel you put in the ground. And Zada wasn't color. Yeah, that's in the whole 10. You got to give him the whole 10. Apart from that, that is an outstanding liability of that original truma he never gave. It's still sitting there. So we don't say that it lost its matias, it's a whole new matias now, and that's like the Zadar takes over.
Maintains its maisa.
Sorry?
What does he do first?
No, he gives, it makes no difference, but he doesn't, but that truma is separate. And it says right here, that truma, that outstanding liability, he cannot use the 10 bushels here to take care of it. He cannot even use this one bushel, because this one bushel is part of the new chiv. He has to use memokam achel if he cheshbon. You have other chiv of truma, maisa, and have in mind a little bit extra to cover this particular bushel.
Is this opinion of that we're being machmir both ways on him?
Sorry?
Mitzad echod, we're saying this one will constitute the 10 to make him mechuyav in Meiser, and then we're saying you still have an outstanding debt on this one.
But there was one more step. But we're saying you cannot pay the outstanding debt from this itself. Why not? Because technically you're already potter from giving. Technically you're not chai. It's like a knas. We're making you pay that outstanding liability. Why aren't we allowing you to pay that truma from this 1 liter that you put in the ground? It's an outstanding liability. We don't let you take it from there. You know that 2%. Why don't we let you? Because really it's potter. Really, it's potter now because it's now part of the 10. That's right, it's now part of the 10.
We're in Emerson, we're being machmir on him from both
exactly
sides.
Which means min hadin, the new growth, overtook the old growth. That's min hadin, yeah. Yeah. So, the Gemara. But on the other hand, we're still making Mechayev to pay the outstanding liability. We're still making Mechayev pay the outstanding liability, which means it didn't totally lose its Matzias. It didn't totally lose its Matzias, even though it went back into the ground. So the Gemara says, Amri, we say, Maisa digin hu dekogorim lei. That we say over here, you know what's Mechayev? What's Chayev your Maisa? Not the ground. When you pile it up, you had before. Keri, digun, that's right, it's 5 grains and out, because only things which you after you harvested it, you pile it up in a certain way. It's the pile that makes the chiyuv ma'aseh. Because when you didn't put it in the pile, you have no chiyuv ma'aseh matodi, you let us delete it, and so on and so forth. So therefore, when you put it back in the ground, it doesn't remove that itzah that was there. Okay, there's a question we had in the Mishnah, which is before. It says, Koinin pedes ha'elu alai, I asked these pedes on myself. Koinin hein al pi, I asked on my mouth. Koinin, we had this in our Mishnah, so real quick. Koinin hein lithi, osir is forbidden b'chilofein. If you swap it to something else, because he said koinin, which is like hegdish. Well, he said elu, so by limiting it only to this, with the round learned, that makes it like hegdish. So what's it by hegdish? Hegdish is if you swap something else, that's also awesome, or any outgrowth. Ubi gidulein, and also says clearly, and anything that grows out of them. Then he says, she'eini oichol she'eini time. He didn't say the word koinim, he didn't say the word he just said fruits I won't eat, and fruits I won't eat, so it's not like hegdish. Then the swap is mutter. Mutter bechilufein gidulein. Then the Mishnah says, when we say that, bedover shezara kolah. In something that the original seed is gone, of a dover she ain't zada kolah, but the original seed is still there. I feel the gedulah gedulasa. It says clearly that the gedulah gedulasa. What's the whole shaili here bechlal? Whether the new growth takes over and not only is it mutter, but it completely cancels the original one. Here we see clearly here that the growth is an extension of whatever the original is, and the gedulah gedulah in arasa, not just the direct growth. You take this growth and you replant that. It's also asa. It continues. So what's the shaili here? And also, how does it fit in with what you just said before? That the new growth takes over and cancels it in the faket. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab Abba, shiny kunmis. Kunmis, when you say koinin, which means it's a neder, I make a promise, is different. Because what did we say a rule before? Anything which can be unraveled, anything which has a heter, is never bottled. A neder has a heter. You can go to a rav and be matan neder. So therefore, it's considered dovah sheyesh lematidin. Ah, those are matidin, different rules altogether. It's never bottled, neither is the growth. Since he can go ahead and what? And ask and undo it. Something that has a heter. And they ain't bottle beroyed. That's never bottled. Just like it's never bottled even 1,000 pieces, nor is it bottled the gedulin. But a normal case, that's bottled b'shishim, then gedulin also cancels out.
So how
can
he undo his neder? If he says,
you go to Rabbanim. You go to Rabbanim. Yeah. You could go to Matan.
So now he's Matan neder, but that thing is never bottled.
Of course it is. Once you're Matan neder, it's like you never made the Easter in the first place.
So what are we saying here?
So therefore it's a dover sheyesh le matidin. And because the Dovah Matidin is stricter than normal.
While it's in its state of issue.
Yeah, right now you didn't do it yet. The fact that you could.
After
no. Don't talk about that. The fact that you could means it's all mutter. Okay, we'll stop thinking for a minute.